朋友们，大家好，欢迎收看《美国观察》。星期四各自举办了市民大会之后，特朗普总统还有民主党总统候选人拜登，星期五继续造访关键的战场州。下面我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄洋溢的报道。
特朗普以及拜登星期四的晚上分别在国家广播公司 NBC 以及美国广播公司 ABC 举办了电视的市民大会。在这个市民大会上呢，两人分别都回应了关于新冠病毒、大法官、经济、种族议题还有外交政策的话题。那么星期五两个人则是持续的前往战场州进行选举造势活动。特朗普总统在星期四晚上呢，已经在这个佛罗里达州多拉市的特朗普度假中心过夜。那么星期五中午前往迈尔斯堡发表如何保护美国老年人的演说。演说当中他说，他清楚美国的老年人正苦于中国病毒，而只要他当总统的一天，就不会动到老年健康保险以及社会安全金。下午他前往了欧卡拉市来进行造势活动，在当地呢，他举办的是让美国再次伟大的造势活动，而晚上呢，在乔治亚州的梅空市又举办另外一场的让美国再度伟大的集会。梅空市早年是以棉花为主要产业，以黑奴为主要的劳动力。根据2010年的人口调查数据，当地的人口有 67% 以上是非裔美国人。民主党的总统候选人拜登星期五则是前往密西根州造势，他在南地市发表演说，谈如何保护并且扩展可负担健康保险。之后呢，他与非裔美国人的宗教领袖们会面。晚上拜登将前往底特律造势，鼓励选民提早投票。密西根州从9月24号开始已经提早投票。那么晚上呢，拜登的竞选团队还将举办一个好听老歌演唱会，来争取老年选民的支持。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫的报道。
美国总统特朗普还有民主党总统候选人拜登星期四晚上举办了市民大会，通过这种方式与选民沟通。来看报道。
这本来应该是一场面对面的正面交锋，但是在特朗普宣布10月2日测出新冠病毒阳性后，组织者将现场对峙改为虚拟辩论，但特朗普拒绝参加，取而代之的是两位对手在宾夕法尼亚和佛罗里达这两个战场州分别举办了市民大会。特朗普在民意调查中落后，因此试图弥补损失的时间。美国全国广播公司转播了这次活动。
Was in North Carolina today and did a big rally with tremendous turnout and just feel really good. Florida, Pennsylvania, we're all over the place.
特朗普为自己应对新冠疫情辩护说，1月下旬他就阻止了从中国来美的航班。出现在美国广播公司主持市民大会上的拜登说，这样的回应成绩不及格。
It is the presidential responsibility to lead. And he didn't do that. He didn't talk about what needed to be done because he kept worrying, in my view, about the stock market.
拜登说，特朗普本应向各州长和市长施加压力，来实施应对新冠病毒的限制。他说，这可以挽救更多的生命。特朗普最高法院的提名人艾米·康尼·巴雷特本周在参议院举行了确认听证会。如果最终获得确认，将有助于决定有争议的选举。
It would be totally up to her. I would think that she would be able to rule either for me or against me. I don't see any conflict whatsoever.
拜登不会排除扩大高等法院以保持平衡性的可能。
Well, I'm not a fan. I didn't say it depends on how this turns out.
两位候选人有一事看法一致。
We have an election coming up. I think it's the most important election in the history of our country.
拜登答应，如果当选，会和共和党人进行合作。
Because there are so many things we really do agree on.
但是很多问题造成了两党的分歧。许多州已经开始了先期投票。特朗普警告存在广泛的欺诈行为。大多数选举专家说，没有这方面的问题。特朗普被问到他是否会接受选举结果。
And the answer is yes, I will. But I want it to be an honest election, and so does everybody else.
候选人计划从现在开始一周后进行最后一次面对面的辩论。美国之音记者奥沙利文，洛杉矶报道。
根据一项最新的民调，54%的美国民众将中国视为对美国构成最大威胁的国家，远超于位于第二位的俄罗斯。接下来，我们就一起去美国的街头，了解一下美国普通民众的看法。
We need to get tough with China, and the most effective way is to build a united front of friends and partners to challenge China's abusive behavior.
If I don't get elected in a little while, 20 days, China will own.The United States. I can tell you that.
Tougher on China? Well, it's hard to say.
Biden, of course, Biden.
Biden, he's so quiet.
Trump for sure would be tougher on China.
Probably Biden.
He has a Trump over.
It depends on, like, what tougher means. If we're talking about tariffs,then I believe Trump would be tougher, but in terms of who would foster the better relationship with China, I believe Biden.
应该是川普吧，在美国的经济上他会帮美国。
From the past, the Democratic candidate usually always says that they're for the human rights, but what are they really going to do? You know, that's how I feel. But if I had to choose between one or the other, I would definitely say Biden.
Biden, he's so quiet. And plus, he is too old.He is too old to argue. With Trump is different. Trump don't take, you know, nothing from nobody.
Biden can handle better because he doesn't lie. I mean, Trump say something and he flip and he does something else.
Probably Biden, just because he's kind of made that a stance and it's something that Trump has kind of picked on him for. So...I think to make that one of his focal points would be beneficial for his campaign, but I don't know. You know, everything changes daily, so it could be either.
Human rights, you got to go with Biden. Yeah, Trump is money, 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 money. I believe Trump would be better. It would be more difficult for China to deal with, for sure, but in the long term, I think it would benefit us for Trump to deal with China.
在其他的重要消息方面，
辉瑞公司星期五宣布，可能会在11月下旬申请紧急批准其新冠疫苗。辉瑞公司正在与德国伙伴生物科技公司合作开发疫苗。辉瑞表示，根据其40,000人的临床试验，他本月可能知道该疫苗是否有效，但最快也要到11月，辉瑞才能获得关于疫苗安全性的数据。本月初，美国食品药物管理局正式要求疫苗生产商针对一半试验参与者收集2个月的安全性数据。经过一星期的挫折，辉瑞的最新消息受到了极大的欢迎。强生公司研发的疫苗和李来公司的抗体疗法临床试验都于本星期叫停。疫苗被视为控制新冠病毒传播的关键。令人鼓舞的消息不仅使辉瑞的股票走高，还帮助华尔街股市连续3天下跌以后走势出现了上扬。美国之音新闻报道。
瑞德西韦的制造商吉利德公司对世界卫生组织的一项研究提出了质疑。世界卫生组织认为该药对于新冠病人的康复以及死亡率几乎没有任何影响。来看报道。
瑞德西韦的制造商吉利德科学公司对世界卫生组织最近的一项研究提出质疑。瑞德西韦据称可能对新冠病毒具有疗效，而世卫组织的研究认为该药对病人的康复时间和死亡率几乎没有影响。美国总统特朗普最近感染新冠病毒期间曾经使用瑞德西韦进行治疗。世界卫生组织最近针对30多个国家的11,000多名病人进行了代号为“团结”的临床试验。该试验评估了包括瑞德西韦在内的4种药物。世卫组织的研究结果与吉利德科学公司本月早些时候公布的数据相左。吉利德科学公司说，一项有大约1000名病人参加的美国研究显示，和服用安慰剂的病人相比，服用瑞德西韦的病人的康复时间最多可以缩短5天。此前也有研究显示，瑞德西韦可以缩短康复时间。吉利德科学公司对路透社表示，该公司对世卫组织以开放标签方式进行的临床试验是否符合严格的审议标准，以及是否有助于针对瑞德西韦进行有建设性的科学讨论感到担忧。瑞德西韦的研制最初是为了治疗埃博拉病毒。 该药在今年5月获得美国食品药品管理局紧急授权，用于治疗新冠病毒。此后，若干其他国家也作出类似授权。世卫组织的评估还包括羟氯喹、干扰素和一种抗艾滋病毒药物的混合制剂，但研究认为这些药物对于新冠病毒也收效甚微。美国之音电视报道。
好莱坞的影响越来越大，有一些好莱坞的影片努力增加中国的元素，甚至删改情节或者重新剪辑来通过中国的审查。美国之音记者最近采访了好莱坞的制片人克里斯芬顿，他作为一位从业者，自我剖析了好莱坞的自我审查以及对民主国家价值观的影响。来看报道。
Our plan was to actually make the movie.
过去十七年来，好莱坞制片人克里斯芬顿一直负责向中国推出美国影片以及与好莱坞合作拍片的事务。他任职的 DMG 公司参与共同出品了《钢铁侠》《环形使者》等大片。他经手的电影曾有过为了进入中国市场而修改和删减故事情节的情况。他认为中国对好莱坞影响巨大。
One is the premeditated.Sort of version of what's censored even before it's written in script or before it's even bought and developed, which is this idea of avoiding any sort of sensitive topics, whether it has to do with Taiwan or Hong Kong or Tibet, you know, certain things that have to do with human rights issues, whatever it is, like those are.Essentially taboo in Hollywood not to work on.
芬顿以2012年的《赤色黎明》为例，原本入侵者设定为中国人的剧本遭到中国媒体严厉批评，使片方将入侵者改为朝鲜人，这部电影依然在中国被禁。芬顿说，他逐渐意识到了自己本人、好莱坞以及美国其他企业迎合中国喜欢的做法可能会损害美国以及其他民主国家的利益和价值观。真正让他顿悟的是2019年休斯顿火箭总经理莫雷事件发生后美国民众的反应。2019年10月 NBA 球队休斯顿火箭总经理达雷尔莫雷在推特发文支持香港反修例示威者，引发中国的强烈反应。
What I didn't expect happening was the American public to react in a way that wascompletely stupefied and completely unaware of what kind of kowtowing and placating of the Chinese government had been ongoing, not just with the NBA, but with Hollywood and various other businesses for as long as it had been going on. So that was a real wake-up call to me because it was a wake-up call to the American public about how companies were engaging with China that wasn't reallypart of being a patriotic American.
芬顿说，作为商业推手，他能接受电影受市场力量的驱使，为了市场做出一定的改变。但是中国人的要求太过了。中国不仅要求好莱坞为中国市场做出改变，甚至要求好莱坞在全球做出改变。他希望自己的呼吁可以让好莱坞认识到中国的问题。美国之音为您报道。
最新上映的影片《内战前夕》是讨论美国种族关系的黑人恐怖片之一，我们一起去了解一下。
There she is. Guess what? Daddy is going to get you dressed for school today.
在电影《内战前夕》里，詹妮尔·莫奈扮演的维罗尼卡·亨利是一个充满自信的学者和畅销书作者。她巡回美国演讲，谈美国的女权和种族不平等问题。
They're stuck in the past.We are the future.
她也是上层社会家庭的一个有爱心的母亲，她生活在自己安逸的世界里，但突然间晴天霹雳，维罗妮卡遭到绑架，被运送到路易斯安那州一个大农场，这是按照19世纪的大农场复制的。在那里，她和其他许多被绑架的非洲裔美国人遭到虐打，她被取了一个新名字，还被禁止说话。内战前夕制片人杰拉德·布什告诉美国之音记者说，这个恐怖的故事是从他的一场真的噩梦诞生的。
And it felt like this woman was screaming across dimensions for help, that this needed to be told, that I needed to get the truth out. That is the only way I can describe it.
影评人蒂姆·戈登同意奴隶制度在内战前夕所激起的力量，以及它成为黑人恐怖电影类型的一个主题。
I thought 12 Years a Slave, which I think is probably the platinum.level of this genre, which tells this story, kind of did an amazing job.
但戈登说，黑人恐怖电影应该更关注现代情境里的非洲裔美国人经验。
Because I don't really think you got to go far to find the horror in the culture. You just have to be very attentive and be able to articulate it to audiences. Whether it's just a little slice, as there's a scene in Antebellum where they're go to a restaurant and it's three of them and they try to seat them by the kitchen next to the dirty dishes.
他说乔丹皮尔2017年的恐怖大片逃出恐怖镇说的是黑人被当今美国的白人至上主义者关在一起拿来做医学实验，这部电影为内战前夕铺了路。
I'm not sure if the reception would have been the same if Get Out had not happened and was not so successful.
蒂姆·戈登说，好莱坞热情接受黑人恐怖片有助于让它扩展到流媒体系列，像赢得艾美奖的《守望者》，这是根据漫画小说的一个虚构的超级英雄故事片，在另一个宇宙中，一位维护治安的女警对付白人至上主义者。还有 HBO 新的电视系列 Lovecraft Country，背景是吉姆·克罗时代，融合了超级英雄、科幻和恐怖类型。
Anything that Jordan Peele is producing and doing in Lovecraft Country, to me, are the epitomes of what this genre can be. And in both cases, they use just simple race in America.And look at it and find the horrific elements to that.
即便这样，影评人詹姆斯·贝拉·迪内利仍说，奴隶制度题材依旧是黑人电影类型的核心。
One of the most traumatic experiences for people of color in this country in the last 200 years is slavery and its aftermath.
贝拉·迪内利说，到头来奴隶制度就像纳粹大屠杀一样，提供无穷尽的故事题材在电影中诉说。内战前夕制片人克里斯托弗·伦茨表示同意。
I think that everyone needs to constantly be reminded and that's the only way that we will never forget and make sure that it never happens again. So I think there's room for a bunch of different stories. We're ready to tell a bunch of different stories.
美国之音新闻报道。
纽约的新冠病例数量仍在持续上升，有一群人正在帮助新的移民适应这个新的国家以及应对新冠病毒大流行。
32岁的阿里·埃尔伯卡维住在纽约市的皇后区，他的祖国摩洛哥远在天边，他2018年搬来这里和他的美国妻子在一起，现在他正在适应新世界的生活，身边没有家乡的亲人和朋友。
It was really hard at first. Try to apply for different jobs, like anything, like, you know, Starbucks, McDonald's, anything that can start with, you know. But no one gave back to me.
失业几个月之后，阿里说他开始失去信心。现在他在提供就业支援非盈利组织昆斯共同点的帮助下，情况改变了。这个组织帮助阿里撰写履历表，帮他准备面谈，甚至还雇佣他做不同的工作。然后在三月，新冠病毒大流行来袭。
So the pandemic kind of got it worse a little bit. Before I had all these different jobs, like working in all these departments, with Common Point Queen. But after the pandemic, like everything shuts down, really affected me like financially.
但不久后，共同点组织雇佣他为抗疫第一线的员工子弟的日托中心工作。然而，在大流行最严重的时期，纽约的失业率飙升20%多，其他许多人并没有这么幸运。 官员们说，移民遭受的冲击尤其严重，特别是在皇后区，这里是全国无证移民比率最高的地区之一，许多人接受现金之心，得不到任何失业救济。
The phone does not stop ringing. Unfortunately, the demand for food is increasing.
执行长丹尼尔·埃尔曼说，到八月为止，这个非营利组织已经为将近9000人提供食物，这比他们预期多了8000人。
That tells you what is going on in the borough of Queens right now, and the ways and the resources that we need to provide people immediately while we work on these long-term solutions, because we have to believe that New York is going to get back on its feet.
这个月早期时候，昆斯共同点组织和联合犹太人劝募联盟一起开办了活动中心。这个占地将近10,000平方尺的设施提供食物、就业辅导以及在医疗技术和酒店等方面的职业培训。
We're trying not to give a client just a job. We're trying to help them literally start a pathway towards success.
这个活动中心预期在同年为6000个客户提供服务，并在其他6个地点开放，帮助像阿里这样的人打造一个更稳定的未来。
I need to make a plan. I need to make something that's permanent, that's not like just temporary, you know, like something that's going to be better for me, and also I will not be affected when something like this pandemic happens in the future.
阿里今年晚些时候将开始学习计算机信息系统。美国之音记者基斯·科辛斯基，纽约昆斯报道。
美国疾控中心发布临时命令，禁止在今年年底之前驱逐居民，但是对于一些已经无家可归的美国人来说，这项命令来得太迟了。
克里斯·艾兰德正在把最后的家当打包，准备面对不可避免的情况。这个有3个孩子的年轻母亲即将被赶出密苏里州堪萨斯城的住所。
It was so quick. It just happened really fast.
他说他对自己人生失控的速度之快感到震惊。
I was working for a mom and pop flooring company that went under due to the COVID, and I had to immediately get a new job, causing me to take a $4.50 decrease in my pay, leaving me really short rent-wise, causing me to now be taken out of my home.
艾兰德两个小女儿和亲戚住在一起，她则在思索下一步怎么走。
I miss the noise, just the noise of having the kids in the house, the noise of just family, you know, it's just, it's indescribable, really, It's sad. It's really, it's sad.
威尔逊·万斯是堪萨斯城租客组织的宣传经理。
Chrissy is one of the thousands of tenants within Jackson County, Missouri that has been evicted since our eviction moratorium expired May 31st. And so her story is exemplary of so many other people in Missouri, in Kansas City, around the country.
专家说，美国房客正面临一场被驱离的危机。根据阿斯彭研究中心金融安全项目的最新研究，如果没有联邦显著的介入，估计有3000万到4000万人可能面临被逐出家门的风险。相比大流行病爆发前，美国每年登陆的360万件驱逐案，这将是巨大的增长。但疾病控制与预防中心最近发布命令，暂时停止了驱逐居民，以防止新冠病毒扩大传染。这个保护措施对艾兰德来说太迟了，联邦失业补助金已经过期，他也是依赖这项收入的数百万人之一，因此他的选项有限。万斯说，华盛顿的立法者必须做得更多。
The idea that housing is a human right is becoming less and less radical, and it's our job as tenantswho are impacted and as organizers across the country to make sure that we keep this momentum up and that we make sure our leaders actually are held accountable.
在疾控中心的禁止驱逐令生效以及近期内联邦援助计划不会实现的情况下，许多物业主也在蒙受损失。
We do have landlords that are very, very upset about this, the CDC's requirements, especially landlords that are dependent on rental income.As their income, I feel that if the government doesn't step in and help the landlords, there's going to be a major housing crisis. It's going to be disastrous because the tenants will not have the money to pay back all this rent in January.
Let's get the last little bit of stuff.
Okay.
克里斯·艾兰德接受美国之音采访后不久就遭到了驱离， 他目前住在汽车旅馆，仍在努力保持希望。
There will be an uphill incline eventually. I can only go so far down before it's got to go back up, right?
美国之音记者塔博，华盛顿报道。
安娜考斯迪亚河流经美国的首都，但是近年来污染十分严重，人们正在试图解决这个问题。
Rivers are so important to not only the habitat, animals, and natural environment.But also to people. Rivers are typically where we get our drinking water. I was motivated to come here and work on the Anacostia because I love clean water. We are an urban river. We're a small watershed. Watershed, of course, is that area of land within which all the rain that falls comes to a common outfall. There's almost a million people that live in our watershed. We've really pushed.The limits on what we've done to this watershed. So we're out of balance here, but we're working hard to bring it back. The district has what are called combined sewers, and that means there's one pipe that carries the sewage and the storm water. And so we have been discharging billions of gallons of raw sewage into the river every time it rains. DC Water today has been under a consent decree to stop those overflows.Another day in paradise. Nine different locations. Masaya Maeda is our water quality expert. And so every week he goes out on the river to collect very basic water chemistry data. We have been collecting that data for 15 years now. So we have some solid data, some trends. We really use that to build a state of the river report card. Our mission is to make the riverswimmable and fishable by 2025. So what's keeping us from swimming is purely high bacteria levels. So our river is impaired with nitrogen and phosphorus. Why is that a problem? Because it causes algae to grow prolifically, and that algae then consumes the oxygen in the water.And then there's not enough oxygen for the fish. And the first thing that has really started to come back are native freshwater mussels.
See if I can't get this up here high enough just to show you what we got here. So you can see these mussels are doing really well. We're working with the University of Maryland to see if they'll filter microplastics out of the water as well. And we're also interested in whether they will pick up and bindPCBs from the river. For me, it's a very spiritual connection to not only the river and the banks and the areas around it, but to clean water. Clean water is so critical to life as we know it.
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。
China dumps millions and millions of tons of plastic and trash into the oceans, overfishes other countries' waters, destroys vast swaths of coral reef, and emits more toxic mercury into the atmosphere than any country anywhere in the world. China locked down travel domestically while allowing flights to leave China and infect the world. distribute a vaccine. We will defeat the virus. We will end the pandemic. And we will enter a new era of unprecedented prosperity, cooperation, and peace.